Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Get it? The Bird Show.
So, I mean, I'm obviously single. I've talked about my single life and dating.
I don't think you're obviously single.
It's just your comments, right?
I think everyone probably knows at this point. I'm single and I'm going out and I'm dating a lot. And when I meet guys for the first time, there's a little detail that I leave out. Because, you know, you discuss things. You, like, discuss where you're from, your family, how many brothers and sisters do you have, what part of town do you live in?
I lie about what I do for a living, right?
Yep.
I'm in marketing. Yes.
Do you live in an apartment? Do you live in a house? But when the pet question comes up, they ask me, do I have any pets? And I am so hesitant to tell guys that I have cats.
Why? Because you think you're going to be
a creepy cat lady? I almost try to avoid the question and turn it on them before I could really answer the question. No, because I think there's a stereotype that comes with cats. And then almost the first thing guys will ever say is, I don't want to date a girl with cats. Because
and how many cats do you
guys
have?
Guys have said that to you before? Well, or they've said like, it around you?
Around me in conversation. And because there's a stereotype with you being the cat lady, which I don't really understand what that means.
What's wrong with cats?
Well, there is a stigma
there
to being
a stigma.
The crazy cat lady. Like, if you are single, and I think if you have more than two, you can be qualified for that category. And I don't know why that is, but I make that assumption, too.
But if
I feel bad,
but if you
I
have
do.
Three dogs, nobody thinks anything about it?
Exactly.
No.
Yeah.
Because there's always been that cat stereotype, but I think, ever since you were little.
But my thing is, why? Like, I understand the stereotype, but where does
because,
it come from?
Because doesn't know. Every neighborhood have the woman who feeds all the stray cats, and she's usually alone? And,
the crazy cat lady.
Yeah, and her house is kind of smelly, and she's got newspapers from 1970 piled up on the
screen. So that's why they think her house is going
to
stink?
Yeah.
Well, I could see, like, feeding a stray cat if they're by, like, a dumpster or something, but I'm not going to, like, bring them in.
How many cats do you have?
I have two. Okay. And I'm never going to get more than two because of that reason, nor do I want to even deal with anymore. So I only have two, but I will refuse to tell guys that I have cats because I don't want them to judge me right off the bat that I'm this single lowly person who's filthy with nothing going on.
So when, because eventually they have to come to your place, so do you go as far as to hide the cats, or at that point is when you reveal that, you know what, I gotta tell you something before we go in?
Secret.
Okay, like you're standing at the door, you unlock and say, wait a second before we go inside, I got something to tell you.
I try to put off coming to my place as much as possible. So I'm like, I'll just come over there. It'll be okay.
Now,
so,
you're not one of those people. You don't have, like, the
that is a different step.
You don't have the litter box, like, in the bathtub of the guest room, do you, or something
no.
like that?
No. By no means does my place smell. It's not nasty. It's actually really clean.
That's what all people with cats say.
Oh, it's
they
really
can't tell.
All people with cats say that.
And you can tell?
It's just something that you say if you have cats.
And it's so funny that people who have dogs actually think their dogs don't smell bad.
No, they don't smell like cat litter, though.
Cat litter does have a special smell.
It has a special odor.
But it's fine.
I guess guys like that better than the old wet dog smell on a couch.
Is it okay?
Probably.
Is it acceptable in the dating world to leave out details like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the beginning, absolutely.
For how long?
Yeah.
How long is defined beginning, then?
I mean, I think it's fine until you decide he's okay to come over to your house. Because that's a whole new step.
I know.
When they're allowed in.
There hasn't been anybody allowed in yet.
Hey, Shane, welcome to the Bird Show.
Shane?
Hey.
Hey.
I got two cats myself. And I would never think it's, like, weird for a girl to have cats or anything like that, or any of the stereotypes you guys just talked about. It might be the guys who, like, might be a little weird. I don't know. But, I mean, it's like they're just the most convenient pets you can have, you know?
Have you ever had a girl judge you for having cats as a guy?
No. Okay. No.
All right.
See, I think there's a difference.
I don't date a lot of girls either, and I just broke up with my girlfriend recently, so I don't know.
Okay.
If they would.
See, I'm a cat lover, so.
Well, see, I think he has cats, so he doesn't have that judgment, so mm-hmm. he already has the pets. But
right.
guys,
so you
have
to find a cat guy. You're judging a cat guy.
We just hung up on Shane, and you could have made a Brady Bunch out of cats.
I don't want to.
Your see, cat family could have met his cat so, family, and then y'all could have lived together.
So are you judging cats?
I think it's funny. She gave a look. So you would judge a guy if he had cats?
Well, because he just added to the stigma. You're single, and you're like, it's me and my cats. That's all I've got going on in my life. Me and my cats just hanging out all day long. That's all
but
I
see,
do.
I think you get cool points if you have a dog too, and you have a dog, right?
I do have a dog. Yes. Yeah, so I have a dog and two cats.
See, I think that's cool points.
I guess so.
Now you've
well,
just
become from a dog person.
You become an animal lover.
I am a
lover.
Dog person. I'm not a cat person. I like my friend's cats. I'm totally fine with that, but I don't want one myself.
Well, don't you have a cat? Your friend has a cat who can drive a car and use the toilet and read.
Yeah, Kirby uses the potty.
Hey, Charles.
Yes, sir.
What's up, Charles? You're in charge.
Oh, Jeff. Yeah.
I got a little advice for
yes.
Wendy. I
go ahead.
Grew
okay,
up
go
a
ahead.
Cat. Uh-huh. I absolutely love cats. My wife loves cats, and I think you're kind of missing the big picture. If you're wanting to get involved with a guy, you have got to be honest with him straight up and just tell him, look, I love cats. If you don't accept me for that, then you don't want to date me or you don't want to get involved with me.
Be proud of your cats, is what he's saying.
Hey,
cat pride.
Steve.
That's right.
My campaign.
Hey, Steven, welcome to the show.
Two things real quick.
First
of all, I do cable TV. In a lot of houses you get to, you can smell the cats before you get to the door.
Uh-huh.
You know, clean the box out, that's fine. But I think that 70s show, Red, the father said it best. When Kitty, his wife, wanted a cat, mm-hmm. he said, best case scenario, we get the smartest cat that's ever existed on the planet, and it craps in a box in my house.
You're not a cat person, are you?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it.
Well, there we go.
He and I are dog pride. Dog love. Dog pride.
Because dogs never go in the house.
Who are you? Are you team dog or are you team cat? Like, at least, yeah, it's a good point, Melissa. At least the cat goes in a box.
It's cat
yeah.
dog.
Dog just goes
go
on
wherever.
Your floor.
Yeah.
Only once in a while, and those are accidents.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Cats poop in the house every day.
In a box
all
on
the
purpose.
Time, and
on
it
purpose.
Stinks.
I would take intentional box pooping rather than
whatever
occasional.
Whatever room that litter uh-huh. is in, it smells bad. And I'm just telling you, if you put it in your bathroom and your guests have to go use that bathroom, they're grossed out.
Hey, Travis.
I'm just giving you a heads up.
What's going on?
Well, I was just thinking from a guy's point of view, I have dogs and cats, mm-hmm. that Wendy's obsession over whether or not somebody cares about the cats is far crazier than whether or not she has cats.
So she
the last
just...
thing I'm going to think of if you mention to me you have cats is that you're a crazy cat lady. If anything,
because you
that's
have
your
cats.
Insecurity that you think you're a crazy cat lady.
Because you're team cat.
You know what?
We've talked to three guys who've had cats, so there's plenty of dog cat. There's plenty of guys that have cats,
right.
that you could date and it not be
and
a problem.
Be I would like, have to be team cat guys
because Jeff has a cat too.
Meow. I would like to. I would like to make an observation.
Pause up.
I would like to make a Jen Hobby observation.
What? Mm-hmm.
Because Bert can't stand cats.
Yeah, he hates
them. He's talked about that on the air.
I don't hate cats
for years, and. Jen,
it's like,
has never made a comment in alignment with cats being stinky or disliking cats until mm-hmm. she got Carolina, her dog. Now all of a sudden she's like in the allegiance of like, yeah, I got a dog.
I'm only giving you a heads up that whatever room your litter box is in, it stinks. So just put it in a room that's not going to be near your living area or anywhere people come over to visit you. Go and you're good to go.
We keep Gugu's litter box under the dining room table.
Hot.
That way we don't like people stretching their feet out too far because then they kick us. So that stops them pretty quick. Yeah. We actually don't even have a litter box. We just pour a pile of litter on the floor underneath the dining room table.
At least, but and Gugu still goes on that pile of sand on the floor where the dog goes wherever it hell wants to go.
I'm just saying, courtesy from, you know, an outside dog person who's not your friend, who won't want to offend you. That you're wherever your litter box is, it smells like a cat lives there.
Yeah.
I think we got the point.
Okay. Angry
I think
dog
we got
lover.
The point. I hate cats, Jen Hobby.
No, yeah. I don't. That is incorrect. I don't hate cats at all. I like cats, and I like my friends' cats, but I'm just telling you. Just giving you the heads up.
Hey, Dave.
Cat people like to say, but my house doesn't smell like cats.
Hey. What's going on?
Not much. I was just going to tell Wendy that I think she should hold off on telling people about the cats because, like, half the guys I know hate cats. I mean, no offense. I'm not big on cats, but it'd be better to hold off.
I agree.
See, yeah.
I think you're doing the right thing.
So is what you're saying, Jen, essentially go dogs? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying team dog. No, it's fine. I think cats are fine. I'm just giving you the heads up. You can't ever... It's just like a bride saying to a bridesmaid, you're going to wear this dress again. No, you're not. And it's the same thing as cat people saying, my house doesn't ever smell like a cat. Yes, it does. That's all I'm saying.
I would like
wow,
to...
Wow, got it.
And not all cat... Well, we all know Jen Hobby's friend's house yeah. smell like
and
cats.
And not all cat people think their house doesn't smell like cats. But I do want to say to Wendy, don't go to the point... of getting rid of your cats to please a guy. Like, I would have it come up in conversation because I'm not, you know what? My animals are going to come before the person that's coming in the house.
Oh, yeah, my animals are not going anywhere.
True.
They're staying.
Another in-depth conversation on The Bert Show.
You're on The Bert Show.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.